This podcast is brought to you by the RNIB Older People and Complex Needs Team and the RNIB Technology for Life Team. It is part of our Chats About App series. The information in this podcast will be helpful for people living with sight loss and complex needs, and for people who are supporting someone living with sight loss.
Hello and welcome to the Chats About Apps series. We hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. I'm Lindsay from the RNIB Older People and Complex Needs Team, and Hannah is going to be chatting to us today from the RNIB Technology for Life Team. Hi Hannah.
Hi there.
So thank you for speaking to us the last time about apps which we used for entertainment. And today we're going to be talking about apps for life admin. So what apps can be used and what they can do for us. So Hannah, to start off with, do some devices come with built-in apps which can be used every day?
Yes, they do. So lots of smart devices come with apps already preloaded. And lots of these are those sorts of apps that just help us with all those everyday little tasks. So for people with sight loss, and I'm one of those people myself, I have no central vision, doing everyday tasks can be a bit challenging, certainly ones that involve having to write down or note down pieces of information because I can no longer read my own handwriting. So these apps are brilliant in just helping me keep organised and remind me about what I have to do on a day-to-day basis. So some examples of those might be a calendar app or an app for reminders where I can put in any appointments that I have, from when I'm going to the dentist to getting my hair cut, or maybe when I need to take my medication. There are also apps you can get where you can set reminders. So they are specifically reminder apps that alert you when you have to do those certain things. Other apps that are helpful are contacts or address books, where you can type in people's names and addresses and email addresses and things and phone numbers, so you can have access to those at any point. Other apps that I find really helpful are ones that I can use to take notes. So again, I can't read back my handwriting, so if I ever need to note something down, then I can use my smart device to do that, either in a notepad app, or I can use a voice recorder app. Voice recorder apps are brilliant. I can touch a button to start the recording, say whatever it is that I want to remember, and then tap a button to stop and play it back at any time, meaning that I have that reminder or information about whatever I need stored on my phone.
That's some great examples, Hannah. I think especially the notes one, I'm definitely one for writing lots of lists down. And like you say, if something comes into your head that you want to remember and there's not a pen and paper to hand, it's so quick and easy just to pop it into your phone as a wee reminder or a note or a to-do list. Like you said, that's always good to have available on your phone as well.
Absolutely. And there are also brilliant apps where you can note down reminders to do everyday activities. So if you are a bit forgetful, then you can set a reminder to check that you've locked the front door if you've gone out. And as you do the task, you can tick it off. And there's also a feature where it'll send a notification to a nominated person, so a friend or family member, which means that also somebody in your family can have that reassurance that you've turned the oven off after cooking, maybe, or that you also get that reassurance if half an hour later, I don't know about you, but I'm pretty similar, where some of these everyday tasks you do without really thinking that you've done it, and then you think, oh, did I leave the iron on? And you can check back in the app and see that you've done that task, and there's a tick by it to say it's done. It just gives you that peace of mind.
I love that idea, as you say, to give you that peace of mind that yes, you have turned the iron off, or yes, you have locked the front door. I think that's helpful for anyone, not just for people who maybe have started to have, you know, some memory loss.
There's a great app. I was working with a gentleman once who had complex needs, and he was always wondering when it was that his friends and family were going to come and visit. They came and visited him twice a week, but he just didn't really know what day it was or when they were next coming. And so we got an app for him on his device, which was a countdown app where you could customize it to count down to whatever it was you wanted. So the people that were supporting him would put in the next time his family or friends were coming to visit. And then instead of him just wondering when it was going to happen or asking people all the time, when are they coming, he could just check himself and he knew it's in 2 days or whatever. And he found that just really comforting that he knew and could check when things were going to be happening.
Some people do like to know when something's going to happen, if they like that routine or like that countdown to know, right, okay, it's 2 days' time, okay, now it's in 1 day. You know, it's good to know, and especially even for something like your holidays coming up.
Yeah, that's what I use it for. I like to count down to my holiday.
Yeah, so if we're thinking about other apps in relation to life admin, Hannah, I'm thinking about shopping. So if we can't get out to the shops, or it's maybe more convenient for us to have shopping delivered, but we want to choose online what it is we're wanting to purchase, are there apps to help us with that?
Yes, there are. So most high street stores these days have some form of online shop. Online shopping can always be really tricky. Sometimes it's not the most straightforward, and certainly it's sometimes not if you're using assistive technology. It can be a bit complicated. The easiest way to do this kind of thing is to use an app instead of the full website, because the apps tend to have less information on them and be a bit easier to navigate. Also, the thought of kind of using online shopping and doing all your interactions this way can feel a bit scary for some people, where they maybe don't want to put their bank details in, or they're just a bit wary of those sorts of transactions. That using these online shopping apps, you don't necessarily need to actually go through the whole process. You could just use it to look up what is available in your local store and choose what it is that you want before you then go and shop. So, for example, I worked with a gentleman who did all of his local grocery shopping via telephone, and he really loved trifle. That was his kind of favourite dessert. And so he would get trifle, he'd ring up, he'd place his order, and he'd get his trifle every week. So we started working together, and we got him his local supermarket app, where he wasn't quite confident enough to go through the whole process of purchasing his shopping online and ordering them. But it gave him access to see what was on the shelves, and he could browse and look and see what there was instead of just ordering the same things every week. And I remember one day I went to see him and he was very excited, and he said, "Hannah, they do a chocolate trifle." So that week he'd had delivered a chocolate trifle, because he knew what was available instead of just saying chocolate biscuits and having whatever the person at the other end of the phone fancied sending him. He would have control over what it is that he wanted to buy. And being able to sit on your own sofa and browse through all the different shops and all the different things that are on offer can be a kind of really liberating experience, and offering that choice that sometimes you feel that you don't necessarily have.
Yes, because we sometimes do just get into habits, don't we, and buy the same thing over and over again. But to have the choice and to be able to access that easily is even better. And it's good to know that some apps are less cluttered compared to the websites, because I would tend to maybe just go onto the website straight away. So it's good to know that the apps are maybe sometimes easier to use.
Yeah, certainly. They have, like I say, less information. So when you're navigating, there's just less stuff on there for you to wade through in order to find what it is you're looking for.
That's really good to know. A top tip there. Thanks, Hannah. Are there any other apps that you would like to mention when we're thinking about how to make those life admin tasks a little easier to access?
Yeah, so for me, the other thing that I do quite often with my devices that makes my life easier is apps for banking. Lots of the high street banks now have apps where you can log in and you can see your account. So you can see the transactions that have happened, and also you can do some very simple transferring of money between accounts. So if you've got a savings account, or maybe you want to pay a friend some money if they've gone out and got your shopping for you, then you can do that on the apps. Usually it's a pared down version of what you can do on online banking. So you don't on the app have access to all of the features that you do by logging into the main website, but it's a quick and easy way of getting access to some information that otherwise you might wait a month to get in your bank statement. And using the accessibility on your phone means that you can see, using those accessibility features, what information is there on your bank. So what money have you spent? What have you got left in your account? And again, it's that reassurance, isn't it, about did I spend that money, and what have I bought today, and things that you can go on and check whenever you want to.
Yeah, that's really helpful. And for that peace of mind, as you say, the quick and easy access to see what transactions have been made, or even something like if you can't get to the bank before it's closing, then you have the other option of using the banking apps.
Definitely, yes.
So that's good to know. Thank you so much, Hannah, for giving all these great examples to help keep us up to date with some apps that we can use every day for those life admin tasks. Our next podcast, Hannah will be giving some examples around apps used for assistance with travel and transport. And thank you everyone for listening, and we look forward to our next podcast on Chats About Apps.
If you found this helpful, listen to our other podcasts in our Chats About Apps series. We have further information and support online relating to technology and apps from our Technology for Life team. You can find this by typing Technology Resource Hub into the search bar at the top of the RNIB webpage. For more information about working with people with sight loss and complex needs, go on to the RNIB website at rnib.org.uk. Type complex needs in the search box at the right-hand side. You can also call RNIB Helpline on 0303 123 9999. We are the Older People and Complex Needs team and the Technology for Life team. For more information about what we do, search for us on the RNIB website. Thank you for listening.